There are hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters in the streets today in Alexandria, Egypt's second largest city. And that's where we're turning now for one Egyptian's view of the complex choices and deep divisions facing his country. Mohamed Abu Shakra works at the famed library in the city on the Mediterranean coast, but he's speaking only for himself here. Abu Shakra is a liberal, a civil society activist who opposed the regime of Hosni Mubarak and took to the streets alongside Islamists in those days. He says he wants peace and an inclusive democracy. He blames the Muslim Brotherhood, not the security forces, for setting in motion the bloody events that we've been watching. Mohammed, good morning.
Good morning.
As we said, you're speaking for yourself, not for the library. So I wonder how your political views have evolved over the past months. You voted for the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi.
Yes. Yeah, I have voted personally for Mohamed Morsi in the second round of the presidential elections. I didn't vote for him in the first round. But when it came to the comparison between Mohamed Morsi and somebody who represents the ex-regime, I completely voted for the Muslim Brotherhood because they were with me in the streets in protesting against Mubarak. They were partners in the 2011 revolution. However, he violated two constitutional court verdicts, issued a declaration declaring himself immune from any courts, any kind of supervision over his decisions. We thought as Egyptians that the social contract between him and us has completely failed.
Tell me what you thought of yesterday. Was this bloodshed justified?
Of course, there's no bloodshed that justified. The killing of one Egyptian, even Muslim Brotherhood, one Egyptian is enough to make the whole country sad. However, the responsibility of what happened yesterday is shared between the Muslim Brotherhood and the police. The Muslim Brotherhood had several chances to get on the table with international mediation and to try to move towards a peaceful political process. However, they opted to continue the armed sit-in. Dispersing the sit-in was indispensable and inevitable. However, the police should have used more techniques and took more time in order to avoid the massive number of killings.
I just wonder how you're feeling right now about the future of your country. You're someone committed to the idea of democracy. You said that not a single person should be killed. What sort of faith are you feeling after everything that happened yesterday?
Of course, this is so worrisome. Democracy in Egypt is at stake. And the fate of democracy now, sadly, is in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. If they decide to join the family, to come back and talk about politics, they will find open hands for inclusion.
We should say, I guess it's there are some in the Brotherhood who would argue that yesterday was a sign that the welcome mat is not exactly there for them to come into the political process.
I completely disagree. I personally will be very sad if we had a constitution that doesn't have the endorsement of the Muslim Brotherhood or even their participation in the writing. This will really harm me because I want a constitution that's inclusive. I fight for the participation of the Muslim Brotherhood in the political life. Unless they use weapons or try to attack or erupt violence, this would completely go against the values of the Egyptian society. And with the military as well or without, the population will reject them as political partners.
We've been talking to Mohamed Abu Shakra, who's a social activist in the city of Alexandria. Mohamed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.